Pat?
I have a question. When these CDK4/6 inhibitors have been studied with this 21-day on, 7-day off schedule, could it be that an alternative schedule might work? Just, I had a woman who had progressed on with metastatic disease on an aromatase inhibitor and put her on fulvestrin and started a CDK4/6. I started her at a low dose, started at the 75, and she could really only tolerate a week on before her counts dropped when I was watching them. She had bone marrow involvement documented, and I put her on, a week off, because that was all I could get in, and she didn't really want to go to chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And she's responding. Her counts have improved. So, I mean, I don't know that this is something we can ever study, because I don't know that it will ever be funded to study, but any thoughts?
What I can tell you is that there are different dosing regimens being looked at. Ribociclib is currently being explored as continuous dosing, similar to abemaciclib, in a clinical trial of patients who've progressed on a CDK4/6 inhibitor. And of course, dosing down is required because of the neutropenias, but it is feasible, and we presented phase one data relating to that. In terms of doing a 1 week on, 1 week off, the concern I have is that we have some neoadjuvant tissue acquisition studies. There was one study from Washington that showed if you give neoadjuvant palbociclib and then do a biopsy at the time of surgery after the patient's been off of palbo for several weeks, the Ki-67 goes way back up again. So there is this recovery that the cells may be able to continue to cycle. And so that's why there is this theoretical benefit of continuous dosing that's not been shown clinically other than in the neoadjuvant setting to be relevant.
What was the reason that they used this dosing, the 3 weeks on?
Cytopenias.
Yeah, toxicity.
Yeah.
Purely toxicity. Yeah, and I think the biological rationale that you give, I think, is sort of the million-dollar question here. Is continuous inhibition better than intermittent inhibition? In the lab, there's no question that continuous is better than intermittent.